Coach Whiteman here. It's cold outside. I don't think I have to repeat that too many times for people to really connect. It is really cold outside, and I'm saying that without specifying a particular part of the country. Yes, it is cold here in Colorado, more than, it's not normal cold for us this time of year. Then there's cold in Louisiana. People are looking at freezing, below freezing temperatures in Louisiana and New Orleans, and they have never really felt that kind of stuff. It's cold outside. As the song says, baby, it's cold outside. Well, good morning, everybody. 360 Performance. I am live in the studio. It's been a while. A lot of great things happening around the country for me. A little travel, some sniffles, because I was around with some people that had some sniffles. I was wearing a mask and I felt a little sniffly. But we're, you know, that's also a setup. Talking about adversity, talking about challenges, you know, like, baby, it's cold outside. At 11 o'clock on a Friday, every week, we talk about those people and things that challenge you to be the best you can be. Well, today we're going to talk about the eye on the prize, because we are towards year end, only about 10 days away from year end. So happy New Year to everybody and happy holidays on this eve before Christmas Eve day, which is today, the 23rd of December. And that's our theme. We're talking about keeping our eye on the prize by setting objectives, corresponding goals to those objectives, and then the real kicker. That's why this is a year-end show. Finish. Bring yourself to a place where you're gonna finish. You know, like retired athletes finish, but they still have their eye on a prize beyond that finish. For example, Sue Bird retiring from the wonderful WNBA team located up there in Seattle. Or those young people starting a new career in college as downhill skiers, downhill freestyle mogul skiers, having some fun in the snow. Not so much fun when it's this cold. I was up on the mountain last week and it was cold. It was hard to focus on my objectives and my goals. But then the finish is always there. It's always fairly apparent, very physical, very obvious what the finish is. So once again, happy holidays. And we're gonna take a look at 2022 as it relates to setting objectives and the goals that you associate with those objectives. So as I ask you to think about 2022, know that we're gonna focus in on how are you gonna finish? Hopefully with peace and love. Peace and love, as Ringo Starr would say, trying not to take any credit away from him at all, but peace and love. Joy on earth and peace and love. So let me ask you this question. How did you start 2022? Did you have objectives and goals? And I'm not talking about New Year's resolutions that might be a revelation. I started to say revelation. But New Year's resolutions, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a bit more pragmatic and focused intent with purpose on your objectives for 2022 that are then aligned on a daily basis with goals that you set for yourself to accomplish those objectives. And in doing so, you'd finish. But will you finish in 2022? Now we're towards the end of the year. So again, the theme for today is about finish. Let's finish. Now, as I say that, we always have during the week, we have a mindset moment that is part of our weekly communication to you all. And this week, our mindset moment is about prospering in the new year. You know, set objectives this year in 2022. This next week, perhaps, might be a good week to reflect on those objectives and then move them to goals. Because as the quote for today in the mindset moment this week, is going like this. Cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. That comes from Oprah Winfrey. But the sentiment is also awesome. It's somewhat motivating, challenging, if you will, for many of us. But it's something, a quote that allows you to have control. You don't have to look to someone else, ask for support necessarily immediately. Just look to yourself first so you can define what the gaps are in the support that you need. So today's Mindset Moment quote again is, cheers to a new year and another chance for us to get it right. Thank you, Oprah Winfrey, for that sharing. That's an awesome consideration. Are you gonna get it right in 2023? Are you going to physically sit down and mentally, cognitively, think through what are your objectives? What are the goals associated with those objectives? And are you gonna finish? You gonna take the actions necessary based on your plan and strategies that's defined by the objectives and goals that you set, allowing you to finish? Defining a path for yourself that allows you to finish? Now we talk about in the quote, directly but also inferred, that we have every moment, every day is a chance to get that moment in itself right. But as the quote says, we also have the next day, the next moment in the next day to get it right. So each moment you have and each day before it comes to you is an opportunity for you to deliver your best. So as I think about that, I'm going to reflect on a couple of things. The first one is doing your best over this holiday season from now to the end of the year. We're going to be having some football games this Sunday on Christmas Day. We have the Broncos playing the LA Rams. Well, both teams' administrative groups decided to play a few jokes on the players, and they, as they do every week, they put out a little statue to tell the players, hey, here's what we're going to uniform up with. Make sure you've got that. Make sure you check your locker. All different kinds of conversations come as a physical example is shown to the players about what they're going to wear for the next game. Well, the Broncos found out that their helmets had two additional decals that they hadn't seen before. Kind of a little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer decal on either side of the helmet. And then their jerseys look like ugly sweaters. Now, as you might know, ugly sweaters are kind of fashion hip these days. There's actually a company that makes ugly sweaters, ugly holiday sweaters, Christmas being one of those holidays. The Rams had a similar scenario in their locker room in setting them up for this week's game on Sunday. And the Rams, the horns that go on the Rams helmet, they actually put lights in those helmets, in the helmet, to light up those horns. And then they're ugly. I tell you what, the Rams took the prize for the ugliest sweater jersey for their uniform that they shared with their players. Now, this is kind of a joke. Not kind of, it is a joke. It was a joke. It was April Fool's early. And the players had to see this as they walked through the area to the locker room. And they decided to secretively film them and get the audio responses the players had to these uniforms. Well, you can imagine there was a mixed reception. There were some that, no, no way, not gonna do it. Others said, hey, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then there's the others that just kind of sit in the middle and wait and see what really happens with a little skepticism, wondering, really? Really? Is this what we're gonna do? Really? Well, as they found out, that wasn't what they're going to do. But it did raise their level of consciousness and set some objective, possibly with some casual and not so quite well-defined goals for their game on Sunday that would hopefully, if they did wear those uniforms, would they finish differently? Would they be distracted by the opponent across the line of scrimmage wearing something that really didn't look right? And yet, causes me to wonder in a serious way, finishing shouldn't really matter, right? You have prepared, you've planned, you've set your goals, you know what's important to you, and just go get it, get after it. That being said, there was a little bit of jolly and a little bit of grinchy in the minds of the players as they progressed in getting ready for this Sunday's game. Now, as I say that, I'm going to shift gears a little bit more somber attitude, but it's fun things like what the Rams and the Broncos did for their players that causes them to remember great characters, great players, great teammates, like Ronnie Hillman that passed away after he succumbed to his bout with cancer, a very aggressive cancer that does afflict the sickle cell components of African-American males in particular. Number 23 and number 32, Franco Harris, also passed away. At the time, over this last few days, there was no statement as to the cause of Franco Harris's death. He was 72, a Pittsburgh Steeler, number 32. His jersey is being retired this week, and no word on Ronnie Hillman, but it's interesting to me, if you notice, Ronnie Hillman's number was 23. Franco Harris's number was 32. Two great competitors. One taken way too soon in his life and career as a player. Franco Harris, noted for a lot of video that brought a lot of joy and exhilaration to his teammates and the Pittsburgh Steelers fans over the years. All-Pro, Super Bowl winner several times. I grew up watching Franco Harris. Franco Harris isn't that many years older than I am, but I watched his career and the success he had with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I also had a chance to meet Ronnie Hillman. He's a Super Bowl 50 winner. I've talked to some of his teammates who are saddened by the loss of Ronnie Hillman so soon, but are also reminded in this kind of this reflection on 2022, how many of their teammates have lost their lives and have departed so soon. It makes you think through not only the grief of the loss, but also the circumstances that surround the conditions and circumstances that faced these athletes and regretfully took them away from us way too soon. In the case of Franco Harris, it's a legacy of experiences, film, successes, just wonderful, wonderful, just great stuff. I'm at loss for words with Franco Harris because not only was he a wonderful athlete on the field, but he was such an ambassador off the field to the city of Pittsburgh and to all the people and family members that he touched through his career. It's just very, very interesting. And as you think about these two different sides of the emotional spectrum, you know, the Broncos and the Rams getting some chuckles with their teammates and their football family in preparation for Sunday's game, and yet the Broncos, some of them who know Ronnie Hillman or will relate to him as a teammate and player, are saddened in that joy of the joke that the administration played on them, or any of the football players, both Broncos, Rams, Pittsburgh Steelers, and any and all who knew both Ronnie Hillman and Franco Harris. It is still a moment to be joyous in what those characters brought to you. You got jokes for Christmas? Bring them on. Bring the smiles back. Reflect on what is happening in the end of this year as you look at what your objectives and goals are for 2023. It could be the energy and excitement that was brought to you by watching a Ronnie Hillman or a Franco Harris play the game, who are now no longer with us. Or now maybe it's current time. It's in this moment right now you're getting ready for traveling to Los Angeles, if you're not already there, for the Broncos-Rams game. There is joy and jokes to be shared with everybody during this holiday season in a way that brings peace and love, but most importantly, fun. Can you handle the fun? Is the fun too much? Is it too distracting? I know for me, I share with coaches quite a lot about making sure that the energies you create or cultivate in your locker room, on the field, on the sidelines, is energy that can be absorbed, engaged with, and managed without distraction to delivering the performance that you expect. So how much fun can you have? How much can you handle? So when you're setting your objectives up and your goals for next year and looking and reflecting on how am I going to finish, what am I going to need to do to finish, make sure you look at the past as a way to adjust your present moment behavior and actions to deliver. It's not casual. If you want specific results at high levels of output and performance, and you want to finish, you need to plan for it now. You need to think about it right now. It's fortunate, I don't know all the details, but it's fortunate that a Ronnie Hillman, a Franco Harris, had people around them to help them through the difficulties of managing the aging process, the health conditions that Ronnie had to deal with. It was less than a year that Ronnie found out about his illness, and then it took his life. So he was in hospice very quickly. He was not the kind of person he was when he was the running back for the Broncos, part of that Super Bowl 50 team. As you look at the next moment you're going to face, do you have a clear understanding of your objective in approaching that moment and the goals that you want to accomplish within that moment so that you are not concerned about your behavior and actions towards a finish? A results-oriented mindset is one that requires a focus and clarity of expectations so that you can execute a plan that delivers to those expectations. It's good stuff. And, you know, as I say that, I'm thinking about what's going on, you know, through the rest of the year for not only sports, but just families, businesses. We've gotten so much of a strong tsunami of positive emotion about coming out of the pandemic. I think some people might be overwhelmed. So I'm going to say to you a little bit about being safe. One of your objectives should be enjoy and have fun, but do it with a modicum of understanding about where you're at, who you're with, so that you can enjoy it to its fullest in a safe and productive way. Peace and love. I'm going to say that a lot. I just like saying it. Peace and love, as Ringo Starr would say. Because there's lots of competition out there. You've got golf events. You've got basketball events. You've got bowl games that are coming up. Pro football games that some will mean securing a playoff bid or coming closer to a playoff nod. Lots of great things happening. Not to mention then, the NCAA is going to have recruiting. And then a whole new thing about recruiting. You know, there's players are signing their letters of intent and being able to then, because they're graduating in December, they have an early graduation, they have to wait until May or June. So they then, when they declare, they can go attend those schools in the spring semester. But there's also the transfer portal. A lot of players. I'm really curious for the CU Buffs and Deion Sanders, how many Sanders will be on the field in Boulder with CU in the 2023-24 season because of the transfer portal. Interesting to think about, right? Well, as you think about that, also think about our theme is about finishing. Eye on the prize. Well, like for example, golfers. One of the things that recently came to me, one of my clients, she came in second in a tournament, but she had the win in front of her. 18th hole. All she had to do was par. Par the last hole and she wins. Five-foot putt. That's when a five-foot putt is challenging. When you have it on the line to win. And the golfer I'm referring to is Betsy Kelly. Betsy Kelly was on my show. I work with Betsy, enjoy the work with her. And look, second was an earner's position. There's reward to it. There's satisfaction in that reward, but it's not a win. Champions don't play to come in second. Now, that being said, using this as a learning example, going into 2023, Betsy created a great example for us for today's theme about eye on the prize. So one of the things I want to remind you of, when you have the image of a 5-foot putt, you know it's within your circle of influence and tolerance. You can make this putt. You've done it thousands of times. What do you do? What do you emotionally do and mentally vision this out? Well, you see through the goal, not just to it. And when you do that, you will finish at and possibly beyond your expectations. The 5-foot putt will go down because you've sat over that ball and imagined the vision of what you've done in the past. You've looked at the past, brought it forward and said, my objective is to put 5-foot putts in the hole because I have the goal to look through it, not just to it. You know what I'm talking about, golfers. When you look just to it, it's just to the edge of the cup in the front. It's not to the back of the cup, that pling click, you know, where the ball hits the back of the cup and then clicks into the bottom. That's a through it. That's a goal that you have to finish through it and get success beyond your expectations. Thank you, Betsy. And I know you've got 5-foot putts in your future that you're going to have your eye on the prize and drop that in for the win. Now, that being said, that's a setup for many, many young people. There's a holiday celebration of football from now through middle of January. But the primary elements of this is this weekend and going into next weekend with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Then it's all spun around with the pro football games as well. So you've got Cotton Bowl, you've got the Rose Bowl, you've got games that are played to then determine who are the two teams that are going to sit as competitors in the college national championship. And with that being said, you've got all these different names floating around. You've got the Chiefs and the Wolverines and the Buffaloes. And then you've got the Buckeyes and the Dolphins and the Bulldogs and many more for that matter. We've got over 40 bowl games. 40. That's insane. It's economically driven. As somebody once said, follow the money. It's really interesting what is going on with that bowl setup. And for those teams that they did not make it to a bowl, and maybe they had a record, weren't selected because it wasn't a strong enough record. In most cases, they probably didn't have the record. 6 wins or greater is what you're looking for to be bowl ready or bowl qualified. I'm interested in watching Michigan and Georgia play. I think Harbaugh has done a great job. Jim Harbaugh with the Wolverines has done a great job. I'm also very interested in watching the Chiefs. More because the consistency of their attitude, you know, maybe the objectives goal statement they should be listening to our show today about looking through the goal, not just to it. Get the attitude aligned with that philosophy. Practice then becomes an event of visualizing what does the finish look like. It's not casual. It's not laissez-faire. Practice needs to be harder than the game itself, because the game is where you have the fun. That's where you get to let it all go out. You get to finish. And the finish is what you see that gives you the feeling of enjoyment of the game. So as we do that, there are going to be some who are not attending bowls, who do not have a pro playoff opportunity in front of them. And who might that be? Who are you that are looking at maybe another team because of the transfer portal? Maybe you want to, your team didn't go to a bowl. You played hard. You won some games. You performed well, in your opinion. Maybe not in some. Who is going to be looking at you through the transfer portal? Now remember, the transfer portal is not a way for coaches to go out and talk to players and recruit. It's not a draft. The players have to declare that they want to do this. They have to go through a process. And if they haven't gone through it by now, they're not going to be probably swinging into spring ball with another team. Now they still have an opportunity to go into next fall, so they've got the spring and possibly part of the summer to get their paperwork together with the recruitment side of things with the transfer portal. But it's a process, and you got to be aware of it. There are some good guidelines in play to not let coaches and or players take advantage of just a willy-nilly jumping around to different teams kind of mindset, because that's not good for the individual doing it, as well as the teammates that they're going to join at a new team. That's not fair to them, because there's a whole new adjustment. Because typically, you're moving because you have a quality set of skills that another team will take better advantage of. You're leaving someplace that is not taking advantage of it, for whatever the reason is. And if you're successful in getting attention from those other teams because you've now officially signed up for the transfer portal, they then are notified, the whole, I don't know if it's conference, league, or all the whole country, whatever it might be, that you're available. Now, if you're taken up, they're taking you up because a certain set of skills. Now, it could be as simple as just being blocker. You just block really well. You could be just, well, not just, skill position, a receiver who hasn't been utilized as fully as others have been. And that's why you're looking to leave. So there's a lot of finishing going on that really doesn't have anything to do with the skill set of the game itself on the field. The finish is transfer portal or not. Now, as we're talking about that, are you thinking through what your end in mind is? Why are you making the transfer? If you're a high school kid and you're signing papers to be part of the spring curriculum and go to class, because you have to join the team at before next fall, what's your end in mind? What is it that you want to do? We can say it another way. The end in mind is also the eye on the prize. In this case, the eye on the prize is not necessarily sinking a 5-foot putt, catching a touchdown pass, or any number of finishes that are related to the sport. The begin with the end in mind is goals. It's that combination of objectives and goals. Are you sitting down and looking at what you control and applying yourself to that? A lot of distractions. I get it. A lot of distractions. But this is the time of year where a lot of the energy and, quite honestly, a lot of the failures that happen during the season from spring to going through the fall season of football and all other sports. I'm not just going to talk about football. You've got to kind of clear the decks. Or there's college seniors that are looking to go to the Senior Bowl and get looked at by professional scouts to be drafted. They may not be part of the combine. The combine doesn't start until after the first of the year. That's a bit more formal. Over 300 college football players will be invited to the combine. Some of them may actually be also playing in the bowl games that are before the combine, so they can be seen by college scouts that have been informed, educated, goals have been set during their preparation for those bowl games. They get to practice like pros so that the scouts and the coaches get to see how these young men adjust and adapt to the next level. They're leveling up and giving them kind of a preliminary look at what's going on for their career once, and quite honestly, if they get drafted. if they're in the combine, more than likely you're going to get drafted. You maybe get relegated to a practice squad once you're drafted, but everything you do between now and those moments is going to be reviewed. It's your responsibility to take a look at, what's my end in mind? What do I want to do? Ultimately, I want to get drafted. I want to get recruited by a good school that's going to let me play. I want to go to a school, if I'm not currently at a school that's getting me time to play, I want to go to a school that will let me play and succeed at a level that gets noticed. It's good stuff, really good stuff. What you do and the methods you choose to deliver your actions that represent, hopefully, your desires, truly represent your desires. High integrity, very transparent, no messing around, boom, this is what it is. And you deliver, those actions will guide the desired successes you're looking for. Now, there's no perfect world. You're not going to get exactly what you want in the visions that you create, the preparations that you put in play, but you're going to have a higher probability than others who don't. You know some of those people. You know some of those players. Heck, even at the coaching level, you know some of those coaches that just kind of show up. You know, they get in the locker room, put on their gear, you know, their shirt and their shorts and their shoes, and they go out and they make the sounds, they say the words that sound like coaches. But are they really engaged on a plan that has a set of objectives that are matched with goals, that has actions that represent how they want to finish? That's what we're talking about. So it's not just about the players. I'm getting excited. The bowl games are coming. Lots of great stuff is happening. And as is typical with the show, we always go to those moments where we want to just kind of take a breath. As this quote says, if you are, I'll give it exactly the quote. I won't paraphrase. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. Now, I'm going to add something to this. Now, Mark Twain said that. Now, he may not have thought about a person telling the truth to themselves. He may have been referring to telling the truth to others. You're speaking with someone, you're telling them the truth. I'm talking about both. And I'm also prioritizing your thought to tell the truth to yourself first. Because if you do, your actions on finishing will be pure, transparent, high integrity, legit. There will be no hesitation because you know exactly what you're doing. Because the truth you told has a clear set of objectives that define the expectations for yourself, and the goals that are associated to those objectives will be acted upon in a way that is purposeful, with an intent that represents who you are. Oh, what a great way to get a smile on your face for the holidays. I'm asking you to start right now, with truth to yourself first, because the truth you tell to others will not hesitate. It will be clear, precise, and without hesitation. Look, I love to talk. I have a great love of vocabulary and words and telling stories, but there's always moments where I have to slow down. So the wave I create today of the energy that represents who I am is slowed down, calmed before I go into the next wave of energy. It's a process I'm thinking about and learning more about, so I don't overwhelm myself in the moment I'm at. Finish isn't just about crossing the line that represents a finish line and breaking the tape. It also represents finish each moment before I go to the next, so that in that process, I'm not leaving anything behind. My full commitment is fully realized. And then I move on to the next one. Cherish each moment. And to do that, it's good to take a time to reflect. So I'm reflecting on my successes. Once again, as we've done for weeks, using the shorelines of the Kona Inn and Kona, Hawaii, which has had their more than fair share of warmth compared to our cold, but the volcano, Mauna Kea, I haven't really had an update lately. I don't know if it crossed the highway and burnt the highway out, or it stopped, or I just know the Hawaiians, they just say it is what it is. They were born out of the lava, and they will grow because of the lava. So the lava and the volcanic eruptions are a way for them to accomplish goals towards growth and sustaining what's there and building the footprint of the island. But I tell you what, the sunsets you get are killer. Palm trees, the cool breeze, or the calm, cool. They are cool compared to the heat of the day. During this time, from December 26th, which is the day after Christmas, to January 2nd, we've got a lot of football, as well as throughout this entire weekend. So from today through the 26th and going beyond, as you think about your expectations, as you think about your family and the rush of all the stuff that's going on and all the wonderful food, which I'm threatening to give it away because there's so much great tastes and flavors and smells, much of it very sweet. I'm threatening to just give it away to somebody because it's going to be detrimental. I love it though. I love it. So take a breath in the next few days when you're walking around. As you get ready to, you know, you look at December 26th and you go, well, day after Christmas, what do we do with this tree? There's an objective for you. What's the goal? Oh, look, there's decorations on the tree too. And there's lights on the banister and there's lights on the roof. And oh my gosh, I have a whole nother project in front of me. I don't know if you're gonna be the person who lets them stay up until next Christmas or the next holiday season, but I think regardless of your process and the timing of that process, breathe through the moments of your reflections. Consider today's theme. As you finish and you back away from envisioning what that finish is, take the lights down, could be a finish. What are my goals? Is it to box them up or to leave them up for a few more days? What's the objective? Well, my objective eventually is to make sure I take it down, check everything, roll them up nicely, box them so that when next year comes around and I want to take them out, I'll be able to take them out without too much difficulty or frustration. Now, as I say that, be mindful of all the food you've taken in, all the celebration you're doing. As a motivation to breathe, think of your health and what it takes for you to be on the right side of that health, that dichotomy. Mental health, for example, start with that, the mental before the physical, because the thought is what drives the physical. So mental health first. Well, mental health has two components, mental wellness and mental illness. I want to stay away from mental illness, no matter what anybody thinks. I'm working very hard on my mental wellness. But sometimes there are pressures and energies and actions that raise the chances of slipping from mental wellness into mental illness. So be aware of that. And as we talk, as you hear people talk about mental health, from me to you, remind those people, it's a mental wellness, mental illness dichotomy that represents the whole of mental health. I want to proactively focus on setting up clear expectations and the objectives that are around them to be mentally well. We're going to talk in a minute about some of those things that you can do during the holiday season to be mentally well. Yeah. And stay away from the abyss of mental illness, because it's possible. We can slip close to it. We can feel a little uncomfortable certain times because, gosh, there's a lot of energy out there right now. A lot of things distracting us, a lot of things on our minds. We call it a vacation. I have people that say, I got to take a vacation from my vacation. I got really, really tired. I spoke with my daughter this morning, and she was saying to me, Dad, I'm not feeling very well, and just the holiday rush and my not feeling well makes me more tired. I just want to go take a nap. I say, you should do that then. Take a breath and breathe. But here are some things I want to share with you to that point. The top five holiday musts. Now this is during holiday season. Now you can apply it to almost any holiday season, but this holiday season is probably the most energy-packed, challenging, has the most obstacles to doing the best that you want to do. So here's the first thing I want to say to you of the top five holiday musts. First must, move every 2 hours. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, potato head and couch potato. Get up and move around at least every 2 hours. Now, some would say every 15 minutes, every 30 minutes, depending on their perspective and also their personality and their character. Some people have higher drivers and desire more physical activity. Fine, go do that. I'm asking that the minimum be move every 2 hours. Maybe as a group, get up every 2 hours, go for a walk. Yeah, I know it's cold outside, I get it. And there's snow on the ground, it might be a little slippery, but you could move every 2 hours for maybe 15-minute durations. You could go outside for that. You know, maybe out to the garage, get a beverage, and back and forth and back and forth. Be a little funny about it, but move every 2 hours. It's important for your brain and your body. The circulation brings oxygen to your tissue, so you can practice your breathing during those 15 minutes of movement every 2 hours. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Be mindful of who you are and what needs to happen in that 2 hour break for 15 minute intervals. In all the food that's gonna be around, whether it's a formal meal or an informal meal, add veggies to your snacks. It's too easy to have snacks that are full of chocolate and sweet, sweet treats. So add veggies to your snacks. You know what I'm talking about, baby carrots, you know, cut up some broccoli. Now, try to stay away from the dips, you know, because when you do that, you just kind of bring way back to not so healthy on the physical side. Just a la carte veggies. Radishes, they're still not in season, but they're still available. So try to eat the rainbow. Put some tomatoes on your sandwich. A little cabbage. Here's a sandwich I love. I love turkey. Put a little bit of, no, just stay with me here. Chipotle with horseradish. like hot sauce with horseradish. That's a little hotter, but it's a different kind of hot. And then coleslaw on top of the cabbage with some tomatoes on a sourdough bread. That's my favorite, sourdough bread. But bottom line is, add veggies to your snacks as much as you can. Carrots are my go-to. The next thing, I know that we've got now gambling through our phones. MGM in Colorado, they believe they own the state as far as the gambling goes, because there are so many ads for gambling through MGM and the casinos. It's fine. Now, not everybody is capable of managing that well. So one of my rules, if you think you're able to manage that risk, that mindset risk, you should only risk dollars you don't need. If you're spending your rent money to gamble, that's not a good example. Do not risk dollars you don't need. You need rent money. You need money for food and gas and the utilities. Don't gamble that money. Have fun. I'm saying have fun. Look, I like to gamble every once in a while. I don't do it much. I like to go to tables and go around to Vegas, that kind of stuff. I don't do that much, but when I go with a set limit of money. That's what I'm going to risk. It's not an easy thing, but you can have fun doing it that way. Have fun. Be mindful of the limits that you need to create for yourself. It's really cool stuff. Number four, this is just feeding the mental wellness side of your body and your brain. Random acts of kindness is a way of saying it as well. But the specific I'm sharing with you today is say please and thank you. Look, you still may be shopping. Don't get caught up in the ugliness of it, the grinchiness of it. Stay joyful. So say please and thank you. They're working. You're purchasing. Their job is harder than yours. Say please and thank you. Show the appreciation and gratitude towards those who are working hard to help you make somebody else's holiday happy and joyful. Peace and love. Peace and love. Number five. This goes back to the 5-foot putt. Deliver beyond each moment. I tend to think a lot of nonverbals can happen here. Hugs, hold hands, a wave, a big smile. Deliver beyond each moment. So if one moment you're in, you're carving the turkey. You're carving the turkey and you know there's gonna be some stuff that kind of falls to the side. Offer a sample piece to one of the little kids in the kitchen that are hanging around wondering if they can, like little puppies, waiting for something to drop to the floor. That's a deliver beyond each moment opportunity, but I think the nonverbals are great. Smiling, sharing a hug, touching somebody's hand, holding someone's hand in a walk, being there in a way that represents your spirit, your mindfulness, the power you have inside yourself to heal others. Those are the top five holiday musts when you're feeling this energy. And I've asked you in today's theme to look at specific objectives, align goals to those objectives, and go out there and take actions that will finish to the expectations you have for yourself. This quote, it just seemed appropriate to bring it up now because it talks about the zest for living life right in this moment, right now. Learn as if you will live forever and live like you will die tomorrow. There's no guarantee that you're going to be here forever. None. In fact, some would say, not going to happen. But then others will bring in the spiritual side of things and say, your spirit lives on forever. But in this moment, right now, in this body, Mahatma Gandhi's got my attention. Learn as if you will live forever. Live like you will die tomorrow. And I have to admit, it's hard for me to be in the moment and give it my all with everyone around me. So I ask you to think about this after that quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Each moment is yours to do what you will, and you have only one opportunity to excel in that moment. So I hope that you learn as if you will live forever, but you live like you will die tomorrow. It's good stuff. It's really good stuff. Mahatma Gandhi, I have many, many quotes and stories that I read to engage myself in those moments of reflecting and breathing, thinking about what my objectives are going into the next moment, or maybe it's the next year. I hope you take next week to reflect on 2023. And as you do, you're thinking about the finish. You're thinking about your thoughts. You're thinking about the actions you take and the commitments you've made. One of my favorite pictures is of Donnell Alexander converting our two-point conversion on a Statue of Liberty play that Colorado State football team goes on to win at the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. But it had to happen. It would not have happened without a two-point conversion to tie the game, which Donnell Alexander gave us. His thoughts and his actions aligned directly to his commitments. He took action, he acted, and he had the commitment through adversity. Now, I can't tell you for sure that Donnell had thought about his objectives, his goals, and how to finish before he was given the ball in the Statue of Liberty play. But I can tell you the experiences that happened before this for Donnell weren't exactly in support of him being put in the game at this moment. But he did prepare. He did have a mindset of commitment to take the necessary action to score that two-point conversion and finish. I was there. I had my stocking cap on, and it was cold down in New Mexico. And today's cold weather reminds me of this, but it fits very appropriately into our conversation today about finish. Go forward and create the objectives and the goals that allow you a vision to take the step and live in a way that you may die tomorrow. That should motivate you. I may not have another moment. This one is it. I gotta make the best of it. But as Oprah Winfrey said in our quote for the mindset moment this week, if you're here and the moment has passed you, and after that passing, you're still here, you have tomorrow to live again with the energy and motivation that you may not be here. It's an interesting dance, isn't it? And balancing act that we have. As I get close to the end of the show today, I want to make sure I thank you for the opportunity to be here with you. Things are changing in my world. I'll have more to tell you about that in weeks to come. As I set the objectives and clear, focused goals to those objectives, with the opportunity in each moment to finish. But we'll be taking this show and podcasting it, Apple or Google, whatever system that you use for your podcast, broadcast. We're out there. Please join me. Get involved with that participation on Spotify, if that's your choice. But it's 360 Performance. Just type that in. It's 360 Performance. And get involved listening to what we have to say about making plans for you to be your best so that you can take action in a purposeful way with an intent that represents who you are. I'm Dr. Whiteman. Many call me Coach. Enjoying the time and space in this moment, sharing with you what I expect of myself, and I kind of expect of you. If you're listening, put it to work for you. Take a breath each day to gain control so that you can finish at the level that you expect for you. Have a great day today.